Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 6, 1806. Beacon Rock. Captain Lewis writes today about drying meat, hunting, caulking canoes, and scouting the river. The Corps passed Beacon Rock, a remarkable rock on the river which is a great tourist point of interest today.
This morning we had the dried meat secured in skins and the canoes loaded. We took breakfast and departed at 9 a.m. We continued up the north side of the river nearly to the place at which we had encamped on the 3rd of November. When we passed the river to the south side, in quest of the hunters we had sent up yesterday and the day before. From the appearance of a rock near which we had encamped on the 3rd of November, as I could judge better the rise of the water than I could at any point below, I think the flood of this spring has been about 12 feet higher than it was at that time. The river here is about 1.5 miles wide. Its general width from the Beacon Rock, which may be esteemed the head of the tidewater, to the marshy islands is from 1 to 2 miles, though in many places it is still wider. This remarkable rock, which stands on the north shore of the river, is unconnected with the hills and rises to the height of several hundred feet. It has some pine or rather fir timber on its northern side. The southern is a precipice of its whole height. It rises to a very sharp point and is visible for 20 miles below the river. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 6, 1806.
Lewis's claim that the party camped near Beacon Rock last November 3rd is almost certainly an error. Lewis must have meant the camp of November 2nd, 1805, which would be the right location. Clark's maps are also apparently confusing in this area, and the situation has become a controversy among historians. There are civil engineer historians retracing the Corps' campsites, including an engineer in Columbus, Montana, working on the route along the Yellowstone. Tomorrow, sighting in rifles.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.